Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your Financial Services Online News Wrap. We begin today's report with news of disciplinary action against rogue builders. On the 19th of July, Aecon Constructions and its director, Saeed Iransi, were fined a historic $250,000 by the Victorian Building Authority for using fake insurance certificates. During investigations, over 150 falsified domestic building insurance records came to light. As a result, Aecon's construction license was suspended. Saeed Iransi has now been barred from the industry for 3 years. Consumers are urged to verify builders' registrations and insurance policies. To all those affected, the VBA is here to assist you. Moving now to the financial markets, our local share market retreated Thursday, falling just shy of its latest peak. The ASX 200 slipped 0.27% to 8,036.5 points, even as technology stocks fell sharply, with WiseTech Global leading the plunge. However, Liontown Resources bucked the trend and surged, as did CBUS, a superannuation fund associated with the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, and Energy Union. Despite being under scrutiny, growth continues for CBUS. They've diversified their board and have completed recent mergers with EISS Super and Media Super. Meanwhile, APRA is investigating significant payments by First Super to the union. In some concerning labor news, despite 50,000 new jobs, unemployment rose to 4.1%, stoking fears of potential rate hikes. Responding, the financial sector had mixed reactions, but Domino's Pizza bore the brunt of it, its share price tumbling by over 8%. Finally, we conclude with the insurance sector. L. Emery, the reinsurance unit of Liberty Mutual Insurance Group, is making strategic moves here in Australia. They've launched a dedicated local branch, bringing Mark Delamar from Aon on board, the aim to solidify their market position and provide customized reinsurance solutions. As always, Financial Services Online is here to navigate these changes with you. For more on these stories and other news, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for your time. This has been Paige Estrotori, signing off.